Welcome to this episode 20. You're here with me, Grace.
And Edgar.
All right, Edgar. Today we're going to talk about verbs. But not just verbs. They are verbs that can be reused.
Yeah, so in Thai, a lot of words are made up of separate words. So if you know different verbs and you combine them, you can make a brand new word. For example, if you know to believe is
去啊.
And to listen is
fang.
Then
去啊, fang.
Means to obey. You can probably guess it, right?
It's very logical, right?
Yeah.
Believe, 去啊. Listen. When you believe something and you listen to that thing, that means you obey that thing.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just one example. And before we get started, don't forget, if you want to follow along and see all the example sentences in a PDF file, then you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. So let's continue with words that have 去啊 in them. All right, so let's get started with some examples with 去啊 fang.
댁댁 去啊 fang. 파매.
댁댁 kids obey 파매 their parents.
낙련 去啊 fang. 아잔.
낙련 students obey 아잔 their professor, their teacher.
The next word, 去啊 在. To believe in someone's heart or mind.
So this one means to trust.
It's very logical again. Believe yeah. in someone's heart. Believe in someone's mind. Let's take a look at some example. 去啊在神特. 去啊在神.
Trust me.
神去啊在特.
I trust you. How would you say don't trust him?
呀,需要在考.
呀 means don't.
A lot of you might translate the word don't trust him as 麦需要在考, thinking that 麦 is don't. It is don't, but it's not a command. I don't trust him. It's a statement. 陈麦需要在考 is a statement. And here you will use 麦. But if it's a command, don't trust him, that you have to say, 야. 야 means don't as a command. The next word is 시아후. 시아후 means to believe one's ear. I think English has a pretty similar expression. I can't believe what I'm hearing. In Thai, you would say, I don't want to believe what I'm hearing. I don't want to believe my ear. 마야. 시아후. And the same thing applies to 시아다, to believe one's eye. I can't believe what I'm seeing. In Thai, it's I don't want to believe my eyes.
마약 시아다. Let's move on to the next group of words. Let's do words that have 뻗 to open or 빗 to close.
뻗후, 뻗다. A while ago, we learned the word 후, which is ear, 다, which is
eye.
What does it mean to open your ear and open your eyes? In English, it's often translated to open your horizon. Like go out, explore the world, and open your horizon. Open your ear and eyes. 빨뻗후빨다.
To expand my horizons. And similarly, 빗후빗다. Is the opposite. It means to close your horizon, to be closed.
Don't just close your ears and eyes and stay home. Go outside. In Thai, don't is 야. 야빗후빗다. อยู่แต่ในบ้าน. ออกไปข้างนอกบ้าง. Don't just close your ears and eyes. 야빗후빗다. Stay home. อยู่ในบ้าน. ออกไปข้างนอกบ้าง. Go outside. The next word with 뻗 and 빗 to open and close is 뻗자이, to open your heart. What is it, Edgar?
This means to be open-minded or to open up.
Open up to new culture. 뻗자이 rap 왔다나탐매마이. Open heart, 뻗자이 to receive, rap 왔다나탐 culture, 매마이 new.
And similarly, 비자이 means to be narrow-minded, to literally to close your heart.
Don't close your heart. Don't be narrow-minded. Open up to new things. 야 비자이시, 벗랍 싱 마이마이. Don't close up. 야 비자이시, but open, rap, receive, sing my new things.
So now let's move on to the next group of words. These are words with dun, which means to wake up. The first word is dun den. Dun means to wake up, and den means to dance. So to wake up and dance means
to be excited. This is a really good way to memorize this word, because when you wake up and you dance right away, that means you're really excited about something. I feel so excited.
봄 루석 든 땐 I 봄 루석 feel 든 땐 excited. How would you say I'm going to travel? I'm excited.
저 바이 티어 라오. We'll go travel already. 저 바이 티어 라오. 든 땐 짱 레이. Excited. 짱 레이 is like very much. The next word is 뜬 따, 뜬 자이. Eyes awake, heart awake. That means you're very, very excited, amazed, thrilled about something. It's like 뜬 땐, but at a level 2.
Yeah, I never seen this one, but I always see 뜬 땐.
You can say 나 뜬 따, 뜬 자이 마. It's very interesting, very amazing.
And finally, let's do some examples with the word did.
Did has many, many meanings. Means to get stuck, to stick something, to be jammed, to be addicted.
Yeah, this is a very useful word. Let's start with the first example. This is a word you guys might know if you've been to Thailand. And it's rot did. And it means a traffic jam. Literally, rot. Car did stuck.
Oh, wani rot did nak mak.
Today wani rot did traffic nak mak. It's very heavy. There's a lot of traffic. How would you say to be stuck at home?
Did yuti ban. Like because of all this situation, I cannot go out.
Like for COVID.
And I feel stuck at home. Ah, did yuti ban tang wan. I'm stuck at home whole day.
Tangwan whole day. But what if I just said dit ban? What would be the difference?
Dit ban means I love being home. I am addicted to being home. Like for example, we can use this word dit for addicted. Like I'm addicted to my boyfriend or girlfriend. You can say dit fan. Edgar ben kon dit fan. Edgar is very addicted to his girlfriend. Addicted to drug.
Did ya.
Ya is medicine and also drug.
Yeah. You can also say did ya ba, right?
Ya ba is the better way to say drug. But did ya is like understandable.
Mm.
That is drug.
And ya ba, literally medicine crazy.
Ya ba, yeah. Medicine crazy.
All right, let's move on to some more examples. How would you say to put up a sign, to stick something up?
Did buy. You know, did this one is to stick something. Did sticker, to stick a sticker, to stick a sign up.
So another meaning of did is to be right next to something. For example, Laos is right next to Thailand.
Lao, you did gap. Pratethai. Laos is right next. Did gap. Next to. Did with. Right? In Thai we use gap. Did gap pratethai.
Sit next to your friend.
Nang did gap pheun. Grace nang did gap Edgar. I'm sitting right next to Edgar.
And we hope this was interesting. We'll see you guys again next week.
See you.
Bye.